Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, sir. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that Greg Reed is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Greg is a friend of ours. He's a member of our Brain Trust. He's also a motivational speaker and author of a number of books. He is has been the entrepreneurial CEO of a number of corporations. He's written a book called The Millionaire Mentor. Also, in his new book that he co-authored with Sharon Lecter, 3 Feet from Gold, Turn Your Obstacles into Opportunities. And he's back with us to talk about that very thing. Greg Reed, welcome back to the show.
Here we go, man. I've been looking forward to chatting with you again. How are you doing, brother?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always, Greg. One of the things that that I've been talking a lot about lately is the only difference between this year, which is a challenging year for a lot of people, or last year or the year before, which have been pretty challenging years for a lot of folks. The only difference between a year like these and, say, if you think back to 05, 06, 07, when maybe things were great, the only difference is the relationship between the challenges and the opportunities that you have. Because we're always, no matter whether it's a good year or a bad year, we're always going to have both. And how you manage that relationship between those two, isn't that what creates the whether you're going to survive or not?
Well, it's absolutely true, and also defines your character as a human being. One of the books you mentioned, The Millionaire Mentor, my first one, I talked about that whole chapter. It says you learn more about someone's character on one bad day than on all their good days put together. Because when the chips are down, it's how they handle that situation defines who they truly are. So the reality is right now is people going, gosh, this is such a challenge. Da-da-da-da. Well, it's also defining our character because how we're handling the situation. Are we looking for the potential, the opportunities through these obstacles, or are we whining, complaining, griping, and just seeing all the muck? And the realities are there is truly something called acres of diamonds all around us right now.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, that was one of the great stories that was in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And to remind the audience about that, because so many people right now are at the point, at a point maybe they've never been in before, and that's where they're saying, okay, do I fight one more day? Or as one of my mentors once said, Greg, Do I have a fighting chance, or do I just have a chance to fight?
Well, there you go. Well, 3 Feet from Gold, the name of our book, is the namesake of a guy named R.U. Darby, who had gold fever, found a little hole, started digging, and discovered some gold. But as he kept digging, the gold ran out. Defeated, he walks out of that mine, and he says, I quit. Sees a junk man walking by and sells him the mine for only $200. Well, that junk man goes to an engineer and says, what happened? And the engineer said, well, gold runs in a straight line like a pencil. They came in one side of it, hit gold, and popped back into dirt. So just go back where they discovered treasure, go 3 feet the opposite direction, you'll tap back into the vein. He pulled millions of dollars out that fills Fort Knox today. And I see so many times that people quit and give up one class short from a degree, or they quit sales, or they quit their business just 3 feet away before the miracle happened. And right now is not the time to sit there and give up. This is the time you persevere and you lay that foundation, because the people that can persevere and hold on right now, you've got a solid business, because when things do turn around, you're going to have a platform to build off that other people folded on.
And there's not going to be as many people out there in your space when things turn around as there have been in the past. Talking about 3 feet turning left or right and moving 3 feet over, you know, for a small business, one of the emotions they may be feeling right now, one of the frustrations they may be feeling right now, Greg, is that, wait a minute, my products, they loved my products in 07. Why don't they love my products in 2010? They're the same products. My pricing hasn't gone up, et cetera, et cetera. I'm the same person. You know, but what they don't realize is it's not none of those things that they're talking about are what's important to a customer right now. Maybe the customers have moved 3 feet over, and you've got to follow them. It's not, you know, the gold, as you said, Pete Greg, that didn't move. We had to just go find it. We had to, you know, move to where the gold was. Maybe that's the same thing we need to do with the customers. We have to move to where they are because they have moved, I think.
Well, exactly. So it's so funny you even say that. I started traveling lately, speaking and touring, and people, all these hotels are in these airlines and everything else. What they're doing is they're adapting to go create new clients in ever-changing society. So where before it might have been more business people or sales representatives traveling, well, guess what? Business is slow, so there's less that. So now they're reaching out and they're making it more family-oriented to say, look, things are tough. Come on out, take a vacation, and what we'll do is reduce the price and get you to experience our properties. Well, what's happening is that all of a sudden they're getting new faces walking into those properties.
Right.
They're getting
right.
new people on different planes. And what's happening is it's opening up opportunities, so when things do go well, I guarantee I will go back and visit some of the places that I just sampled because I got an opportunity to do so.
Right. Well, exactly. And so, folks, small business owners, we have to look around and see what other people are doing to make some adjustments. But mostly, Greg, I think we just got to ask our customers, okay, how do you like, you know, if you're not reading the paper anymore, if you're spending more time on the internet than you are on television, watching television, how do I connect with people like that? How do I make sure that I stay relevant to them? We have to make those adjustments, don't we?
We absolutely do, 100%. It's one of the interviews I did was with Truett Cathy. He started Chick-fil-A restaurant, and he says, here's the secret of having a goal and hitting it. He said, stop thinking about the exact how it's going to happen. Just look for opportunity. I said, what do you mean? He said, if I want to go to the end of the street, that's my goal. I got to get off my backside and start moving that direction. A planner is going to plan every step, where they're going to pause, take a break. None of that goes
right.
to fruition. He goes, I'm going to look around and see if a kid left a skateboard or a bicycle, how I make my journey shorter.
Right.
He goes, if I get lucky, I'll wave down a neighbor and hitch a ride to the end of the street. He goes, in today's times, we want to focus less on the exact hows and just focus on looking for the opportunity once we have a goal and destination in mind.
And one of the best ways, folks, to turn a challenge into an opportunity, and I've said this 1,000 times before and I'll say it 1,000 times more, is to find out what your customers want and give it to them. They've got the gold, and they're in a different place maybe than you are right now. If you're having troubles, if you're having a problem with your business, maybe it's just that your customers have moved 3 feet over. All you got to do is go there with them. 20 after, right back with Greg Reed after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.